morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro. Part of what I mean by the ultimate resource for life is that the Bible gives us the answer to our greatest problem in life. I believe it does much more than that. I think it addresses all of the spiritual problems we have, all of the things that do with our purpose in life, how we're supposed to live, what kind of decisions we're supposed to make. But at the top of the list is, what is the most important need we have in life, and how are we going to satisfy that need? And the most important need we have is to be righteous before God, to know that we are not going to be condemned by our Creator because we have broken His laws, because we have sinned against a holy, righteous God. And the answer to that need is in Jesus Christ, that through His death, burial, and resurrection, by this we are saved. This week I'm talking about, what about other religions? And it makes us uncomfortable, I think, to say, well, you know, are they wrong? Is only my religion right? Is only the Christian religion right? Or is it better than all other religions? That seems sort of arrogant in our cultural context. It just sounds like you're making a claim that you are right and everyone else is wrong. And so that's what I'm addressing today. We're looking at different quotes that reflect that kind of attitude. The quote I want to focus on today is, quote, "You can choose whichever religion you want." All right, let's talk about that. What does it mean to say you can choose whichever religion you want? I mean, there's the political kind of question, you know, are you breaking the law to be a Muslim versus a Christian or Hindu? No. I believe in political freedom. I think politically, the government should not tell you what religious beliefs you should have. But I don't think that's the point of this quote in the context it's usually given. When people say you can choose whichever religion you want, what they really are saying is that, you know, if you prefer Islam and she prefers Hinduism and I prefer Christianity, you know, pick whichever suits you best, whichever you know, floats your boat, so to speak. You know, and that this is a reflection, again, of this belief that all religions are basically the same. And if it's true that all religions are basically the same, well, that's one thing, but that's not true. Not according to Jesus, not according to the Bible. And if that's not true, then that means there are some religions that are more important than others, or are more truthful and helpful than others. In other words, if it's true that our greatest need, as the Bible identifies, as Jesus identified, is to be righteous in God's sight so that we are free from His condemnation when we face Him at the time of judgment after we die. If that is true, then Christianity offers the solution to our greatest problem in life. But if Islam is true, then Christianity does not offer us the greatest solution or the solution to our greatest need in life. If Hinduism is true, then that isn't even a need we have in life. And we certainly don't even need Jesus. But if Christianity is true, then all these other religions are leading to a path of destruction, are leading us to where we won't believe and we won't receive the answer and the gift of salvation and what will solve our greatest need in life. And so we need to be greatly concerned for our Muslim friends, for our Hindu friends around the world, for those who follow different faiths. Why? Because we love them. We care about them. And if the Christian religion is true, they're in great trouble. And that's the very reason why we don't want to think about this, because it makes us uncomfortable to think of all these other people in trouble. But we've got to come back to this question again and again, I believe. What is true? What is true? So this quote, "You can choose whichever religion you want," is a quote that reflects an attitude that religion is all about experience. You know, I might enjoy a traditional Protestant Christian service. I might enjoy the worship music. I might enjoy the calendar. I like Christmas services and Easter sunrise services. And, you know, this is what I enjoy. Whereas someone else might love the types of prayers you say in Islam. They might like the fact that you bow facing Mecca 5 times a day. There's a certain discipline. There's a certain unity you feel with other Muslims around the world in doing that practice. And they might admire Muhammad more than they admire Jesus. And so, you know, if that's what they enjoy doing as their religion, and I enjoy what I doing as my religion, you know, who's to say which one is right? You can choose whichever religion you want. All right. That is a view that religion is all about the experience, the actual praying and worship service attending, and you know, how it makes you feel when you do certain things during the year and participate in the religious experiences of that particular faith. What I am suggesting is religion is not about experience. Religion is about truth. Religion is about answering fundamental questions as to why we're here, what is our purpose in life, what is our problem in life, how do we overcome our problems in life, what are the solutions to our greatest needs. And there you have all kinds of different answers from the different religions. And, you know, if truth doesn't matter, or if there is no truth and it's all just about the experience, yeah, then sure, do whichever you feel like doing. You know, if you don't like doing any kind of religious practice at all, well, you know, then what's the point? But I believe that the religious practices in the different religion are meant to reinforce what they teach about truth. For Islam, when you die, you're going to stand before Allah, and he's going to judge you whether you've been good or bad. And whether you've been good or bad is based on how faithfully you've been following the five teachings of Islam, the five pillars. And so one of those, for instance, is praying, bowing down five times a day facing Mecca. And if that is one of the ways that you obtain eternal life and approval from Allah, then of course you need to bow down praying five times a day towards Mecca. It's not about you enjoy doing it and it's just, you know, the religious exercise you like doing. It's based on the truth that this pleases Allah, or the truth claim this pleases Allah, therefore I want to do it because it makes Allah happy. But if Christianity is true, then bowing down and praying to Allah five times a day facing Mecca is not pleasing to anyone. That is from a Christian viewpoint, there is no God who asks for that, who requires that, who counts that as credit towards getting into heaven or anything like that. And so in the Christian religion, we celebrate that Jesus has provided for and paid for our righteousness and given us righteousness. And therefore, we long to worship him because we love him. And so, yes, we want to meet on Sunday and celebrate the fact that he's risen from the dead and that he promises to raise us from the dead one day. Yes, we want to meet together and worship and sing about how great God is, because we see how great God is. He demonstrated it by sending his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross. So all of the major religious practices out there for every religion, they all have to do with what the truth claims are about that religion. And if you take the truth claims out, the religious practices are meaningless. No one should practice a particular religion because they enjoy the experience without any concern whatsoever for the truth, because all religious practices are based on the truth claims of that religion. All right, so you can choose whichever religion you want. Might sound nice, and it might sound tolerant, and it might sound like you get along with everyone. I believe you can be tolerant and get along with others and yet still say truth matters. And what I mean by that is I can sit down with a Muslim, I can sit down with a Jew, with a Hindu, with any religion or no religion at all, and I can say, I respect your beliefs, I respect your right to believe what you believe, I don't think the government should tell you what to believe, I don't think that I can make you believe something you don't want to believe. Okay, but I love you, and I care about you, and from the perspective of my faith, which I think the evidence supports and demonstrates is true, you're in serious trouble. You've broken God's laws. There is a time you're going to face judgment before him, and I believe there is help for you. There is a free gift of salvation available to you. So I am happy to talk with you about it, to try to encourage you, to convince you that it's true. I'm happy to hear what you believe and understand and grow in my understanding of what you believe, and I can respect your beliefs and still love truth and want to pursue truth and encourage you to pursue truth and present arguments that why I believe what I believe. But to say, well, we're all basically the same, I think that's to disrespect other faiths. We'll wrap up this discussion tomorrow. Until then, remember, you can trust the Bible.